Horizon Books in Traverse City is closing. The iconic bookstore has been a popular gathering place on Front Street for almost 60 years. Owners Amy Reynolds and Vic Herman made the announcement earlier this week. Yesterday, I sat down with Reynolds at Horizon Books to talk about why the store means so much to the community and about the very hard decision to close. All right, Amy. Horizon Books has been here in Traverse City for almost 60 years. Why is now the right time to close up?
Well, I don't know how this happened, Dan, but I think I've reached retirement age. And it was in a blink of an eye. So the statement says we did not have strong sales in the past year, and we've weathered that before. But we just kind of got older, and it just seems to be time.
And you did state, you know, you weathered those times before. What was your recipe for doing that in the age of Amazon book sales and internet sellers? What was your recipe?
I would say my husband has always been a smart business person, and he set up our goals, and it's got to be staff who love what they do. And it isn't just reading books or loving books, which is part of it, but really loving service. I guess one thing that might distinguish us some is that we never tried to dictate what people wanted. We tried to bring in what they wanted and to listen to their requests and fulfill them. Somebody might come in a day and say, do you have a book? And they come in a week later, and even though they didn't order it, it's on the shelf. And that was always a nice surprise for them. So we built the store on a lot of that customer request and customer response.
Many people might look at this situation and say, well, geez, it's kind of a shame to close it. Why not try to sell the bookstore? What would your response be?
Well, I see two reasons there. So it isn't out of the question, but somebody would have to be very wealthy to do that. And the way we set up the business was that we do own the building, and the business paid us rent. So we never took income from the bookstore. But the rent is at a fraction of market rate. So for that to go forward isn't viable. And the second reason would be that we do have a certain pride of ownership in the name Horizon Books. It has been ours for 58 years, and it would be difficult and has been difficult to think of entrusting it to someone else. So.
When news of the closing broke earlier this week, there was just kind of an outpouring of sadness. I'm sure you've seen some of that. I want to read you one that I came across on Facebook that I thought was particularly poignant. And this was posted by John Paul Morris. He owns a film production company in Traverse City. And this is what he wrote. He says, "This hurts. This was one of the very few establishments when I was a young adult that made me and others my age feel like there was a place for us in Traverse City, and of those, Horizon Books is the last remaining. It was the only place that we were allowed in downtown that was open late enough for my friends to meet after a movie or a terrible shift and just talk, just be friends, take our aprons off, walk down the street, and try to figure out being 17. A $5 smoothie or $3 coffee used to be enough to gather around. How many bands or musicians were given their first audiences in the Horizon basement? It was reliable, familiar, open, and safe. It was the place where I had first conversations with people who are now my best friends. I bought a few books there, but never enough to pay the debt I'll owe for hours spent, times had, formative friends, and memories made." And again, that was posted by John Paul Morris. What are your thoughts when you hear comments like that about how meaningful this place was for so many people?
Yeah, that chokes me up. I told you it would, so darn you. It is immeasurable. It really is. And yes, I've been following a lot of that. I had missed that one, so you surprised me. Our customers are just so eloquent, and they've been so outspoken about their support, and it's been really a heart tug all week. Telling staff was hard. Facing customers has been difficult. So it's meant a lot.
You mentioned the community support or response to the news. Has there been any sort of talk about a community endeavor or a community effort to somehow keep the bookstore open?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of buzz out there. I think everybody's reading that online. And of course, as business owners, we have looked at that through the years, but it just simply was never set up to sell.
What have you been hearing in terms of community efforts?
Nothing very concrete, and we have people coming out with offers, but we have some talks ourselves and a verbal agreement with someone, and we hope to announce in a week or 2 weeks. And it's certainly in play. Nothing's written in stone yet, but we aren't really entertaining a lot of options right now. And I have been suggesting people just, you know, be a little patient. We're going to be patient. We don't have to close immediately. It could be months. It could be September. But just wanted the freedom to get the word out there so people can be thinking about what to do here. And we have some plans.
In regards to those plans, I know you probably can't divulge much, but has that come about after you made the announcement, or did you kind of have something in the works before you made the announcement?
So it was recently this month that Gene Durency came up with an aha moment. Gene Durency is with the Downtown Development Authority, and she has the interests of downtown at heart. And so she came to me with this, and we both just said, oh, yeah, aha, right? So we have started that conversation.
Do you have any sort of input on what sort of business would replace the bookstore here? Would it be another bookstore?
Dan, I'm not answering that. So, no, we'll talk about it in another week or two.
Well, you got us on a cliffhanger. We'll wait and see what the announcement is. There's also a location in Cadillac. Now, what went into the decision to keep Cadillac open at this point?
Well, a couple things. One, Cadillac doesn't have a bookstore, so we think it's important to be there. Another thought, very selfishly, is that I'm not involved in the day-to-day running of that, so that's going to be easier. And a third reason is that we can also, the closing of Traverse City, we can kind of segue into the Cadillac. So if we have books left over at the end, or we want to maintain our website for sales, we can have books down there.
Amy Reynolds is co-owner of Horizon Books here in Traverse City. Amy, thanks for the chat today.
Dan, thank you. And it's been meaningful this week to see the outpouring in social media and in the store person to person. And I have to say, this community is exceptional. And I embrace every single one of them and great gratitude.
The exact closure date of Horizon Books on Front Street is unknown, but it'll be sometime in 2020. When that happens, Reynolds says they plan to have a huge book sale and a party to celebrate. This is Interlochen Public Radio.